Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Jesus Christ, He reigns.
Hallelujah.
Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Fire, Holy Spirit, fire. What can I do for the Lord?
speak from your heart.
Thank you. You are God all by yourself. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
That we're using is, and when you act as midwives, as in Exodus 2, when you act as midwives to the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, she shall live. But the midwives feared God. It did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but they let the boys live. God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this is our theme for this week and next week for the next 10 days. And I pray that everyone here will participate, be active, and just receive what the Holy Spirit is telling us during these last days. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Apostle Boyu, my husband, to do the opening prayer, and then I'll start.
Good evening, everyone. It's just so wonderful to partake in such a program of upliftment. We praise God for all that he is doing and will continue to do in the lives of women who are housewives, mothers, aunties, and that through that there will be a strong bridge of foundation building. Amen. So, Father God, we just thank you. We invoke your presence tonight, Lord, as you lay your hands upon each of the women that are online tonight, Lord, their husbands and others that they have with them listening on tonight. Because, Lord, this is lifting up foundations. This is empowering relationships. This is empowering family, the values, the morals, the ethics, standards. Lord God, we just thank you tonight. Holy Spirit, take control tonight. Oh, Father God, we just thank you tonight as you touch the speaker tonight, Lord. Let her bring your word tonight. Let there be a stirring in the minds tonight, a stirring in the hearts tonight, a stirring in desires to bring forth, Lord, the fruits within each one of them, Father, that there will be a roar coming from heaven down to earth. Oh, Father God, that everyone will stand and say, yes, Jesus is Lord. Oh, Father God, we just thank you tonight. As the speaker comes, Lord, let lives be transformed. Let families be reunited. Let families stand united. Let mothers come and take the helm of what they represent, Father God. We just thank you tonight as we take off the first night, Lord, of Midwives Arise. We just give you all the thanks and all the glory, Lord. It's always yours. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Thank you, Apostle Boyu. Hallelujah. Good evening once again. Can you please turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus? And I'm going to start reading from verse 1, which is in our main scripture, but I always like to start from the first verse so you can get a picture of what is happening in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move upon us this evening in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Let me not speak in human wisdom, but in the wisdom that comes from you, Holy Spirit. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Spirit of the living God, and none of me. Let your word come forth in your power and in your anointing in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the manifestation of your word in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Exodus chapter 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, but Joseph was already in Egypt. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose upon a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more mighty than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it came to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us. And so get them out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burden, and they built for Pharaoh treasure city, Python and Rams, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. The Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service, in the field or their service, wherein they made them serve with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrews' midwife, of which the name of the one was Shebra, and the name of the other, Puah. And he said, Why ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and said, Be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwife feared God, and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men's children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, Why have ye done this thing and have saved the men's children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. And therefore God dwells with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Hallelujah. Midwife. Let's look at what is the meaning of midwife in the, when we look in the dictionary, the meaning of midwife. Midwife is recognized as a responsible, accountable professional who works in partnership with women to give necessary support during pregnancy, labor, and the postpartum period. They also provide care for the newborn and the infant. This care includes preventive measures, the promotion of normal birth, the detection of complications in mother and child, the assessing of medical care or more appropriate assistance, and the carrying out of emergency measures. Midwives, that's the meaning of midwife. Now, when we look at it again, the word midwife is midwife, the old English word mid and wife, originally meant that a woman who is with another woman and assists in giving birth. Now, when we're looking at midwives as biblically, we can look at it in the same that women assisted in the birth of our babies, and they did just the same, but just that this is a new time and a new season. I think during these times and season, the midwives do even more. Hallelujah. So when we look back in those days, the biblical days and days before, the midwives assisted the women in birth. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to look at the midwives from the point of intercessory prayer. I'm going to look at midwives because this is a global intercessory prayer ministry. And I want to look at it from a point of prayer, from the point of prayer. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing happens until we pray. Prayer is very, very important. It's when we communicate with Abba Father who is in heaven. Prayer is very, very important. As the Spirit of the Lord led me to write these words down, and we're looking at it, the first word is teach. The second word is empower. The third word is activate. And the last word is release. Hallelujah. Teach, empower, activate, and release. Hallelujah. There's so much happening in the kingdom of God in these last days. There's a lot of false doctrine. There's so much going on. The kingdom of darkness they're elevating a lot of things going on. And because what we are lacking in the kingdom of God, I believe, everyone wants to be an apostle, want to be a prophet, and we want to be evangelists and everything else. But the main thing is teaching. Hallelujah. Jesus taught his disciples. He taught his disciples, and Jesus should be our example. And people are perishing because of a lack of knowledge. The kingdom of darkening because people are not being taught. And those that are being taught, men teach for different gains. Some people in the church, pastors, leaders, apostles, or whoever, for a monetary gain in the sense of to satisfy their own urges, for the flesh, to satisfy the desire of the flesh. So therefore, some of the teachers or some of the pastors or some of the apostles in the body of Christ, they're not teaching the right way, teaching the right things. They're teaching to satisfy the flesh. False prophecy, lying, prophesying, using different means, using the Bible for their own gain. Hallelujah, which is so wrong. The Lord is calling us back into teaching the word, sound doctrine, and not false doctrine. When I look at the book of Deuteronomy, we look at Deuteronomy the Lord said in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hallelujah. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hallelujah. When we look at the word, what is he speaking? Let's look at verse 1. These are the commandments, the regulations, and the king's laws that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Moses is speaking. Now, these are the commandments, the regulations, and the king's laws that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you to follow in the land that you're entering to possess, so that you will fear the Lord your God by keeping all his regulations, his commandments that I am commanding you, both you and your sons and your daughters, all the days of your life, so that you will let your life listen to them, follow them carefully, so that things will go well for you, and so that you will continue to multiply exactly as the Lord, your ancestors, God, promised you in the land full of milk and honey. Then he goes on, Israel, listen, our God is the Lord, only the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, and all your strength. These words that I command you today, commanding you today, must always be on your minds. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you're sitting around the house, and when you're out and about, and when you're lying down, and when you are getting up. Hallelujah. What God wants us to, he wants, when Moses was speaking, the first word we hear, teach. So teach the children, teach the generation. Every one of us was taught, if it's not spiritually, even from your parents, you learn things. So we were taught, everybody was taught. That's why when we look at the world, you went to school, you were taught for a career, you were taught to read and write. But you can tell a teaching that comes, a good teaching and a bad teaching. People looking at different things, you can tell those who was well taught and those who were not well taught. Even when you look at grade school, you need to be taught the right way. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Hallelujah. Then I read for you Deuteronomy 6. And then I'm going to just look at it again. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You shall, these words which I commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. God wants us to be thoroughly taught the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's look again. Deuteronomy 11:18-19. You shall therefore impress these words of mine on your heart and on your soul. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall teach them to your sons, taking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you rise up. God wants us, look what he said, teach them to your sons when you lie down, when you sit down. You want the word, his laws, his statutes to be these scriptures down. They were continually, the apostles, devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Titus 1:9, holding fast the faithful word which is in accordance with the teaching, so that ye will be able both to exhort on doctrine and to refute those who contradict. Then the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus is saying, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Teach, the word teach. You look at Romans 6:17. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were committed. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4:6, in fighting all these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the words of faith and on of the sound doctrine which you have been following. Not just teaching, but teaching so anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness. Retain the standard of sound words, which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you. Teaching. It is so important that the word of God be taught, sound doctrine. There's so many things that have been put into the church, mess and nonsense these days. There's no even, we don't have the power that we should have in the churches because of the heart of man, the lust. Men running after finances, money, building their empire, and all these things, and the body of Christ, we're not being taught like we should be taught. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled. They will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. Itching ears. Itching ears, you want to hear prophecy. Itching ears, you want you microwave blessings. You don't want to go through the process. Ears, you people go to soothsayers, palm readers, witches and warlocks. Itching ears, and there's no sound doctrine, there's no right teaching. People don't even know the right one from the wrong one because people have not been taught. If you're not taught, what will you know? So we need to get back to the basic of teaching the word of God. Sound doctrine, not tickling ears. Romans 12:7, but as for you, speak the things which are fitting for sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Service in his serving, or who teaches in his teaching. Romans 12:7. He is saying, teach. For this reason, I sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. And he will remind you of my ways which are in Christ, just as I teach everywhere in every church. This is Apostle Paul. He taught in prison. Apostle Paul continued to teach, sending letters. That's why he wrote most of the New Testament. What are they teaching? Is it in alliance with the Word of God? Do you just hear a sermon and get hyped for the sermon because you like the charismatic stuff, the way the person presented? Or do you want to be taught the right way and the proper thing so that you can grow in the Lord? Hallelujah. That impartation of teaching. And even if you're an apostle, a bishop, or whatever you are, you cannot learn so much that you say you know it all. We still need to be taught. And sometimes because of pride and arrogance, we don't want to be taught because we think we know it all. And we reached at a place that we cannot go any, we move any higher because we do not want. There's so much. Your whole lifetime, you will never learn everything about this Word of God. You have not learned how to even pray the proper way. You see people hurling curses at people, doing things, pastors manipulating congregation to stay in their ministry, to do this and do that. It is wrong. So as midwives, my brothers and my sisters, if you're a parent, you are midwives. If you're a father, you are midwives. If you're a mother, you are midwives. Whatever you are a midwife, you are in the body of Christ. If you're a grandmother, you're a midwife. Hallelujah. If you're a wife, you're a midwife. If you're a mother, you're a midwife. What am I saying? Even as a grandmother, I learned a lot from my grandmother. So what do I do? You teach your grandchildren. Teach them the Word of God. Even if you start learning about who is Jesus, teaching the children through Sunday school, through the scriptures, learning the scriptures, you still can do some impartation as a grandparent, as an aunt. Hallelujah. That is what Jesus said. Go out. That's the Great Commission. And you can teach everyone, but make sure that teaching is sound doctrine. Always have an apostle needs another apostle. Someone who you can go to, another apostle in an instance. That you can go to, that you can speak to one that you respect, that you know that will not mess with the Word of God. Someone that the Lord has sent you to, that you know that will teach sound doctrine. Because every word we speak as apostles, every word we speak as parents, every word we speak as sons and daughters in the kingdom of God, our brothers and sisters, we will have to account for those words. So if you're not sure what you're doing, stop right where you are. Do not go further. Do not teach God's children the wrong thing. Put water on your head 10 times and dance around. It's wrong. Where is it in the Bible? Are you teaching according to what the Word of God says? Put on and do this and do that. Where is it? And people get excited. And then jump. If you want to know some of the ministers, they got thousands because people like that. They have thick ears. Jump up and down. They like the charismatic movement and all that stuff. That's not important. You will be accountable. We will be accountable for souls if we do not teach the right way. And apostles will be accountable to other apostles and their leaders, their spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers. Hallelujah. And we accountable to one another. So if I hear another apostle teaching, there's something word is not right, do I know I can speak to that other apostle in the spirit of love? And let's see where it's coming from, because we do not want to bring up false doctrine. Hallelujah. And then what happens? Nothing happens. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God has rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. And thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget your children. You see, we wonder sometimes why these things are happening in our lives. If you read the whole book of Hosea chapter 4, just read it. Go down. I don't have time this evening. This is what will happen when we do not rightfully teach the word of God. You are unto God. Hallelujah. It's better to teach one verse, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm just giving an example. You can break that verse down, teach it and learn it good. That will come with all kinds of mess. People go to churches right now. The church has been messed up. So many things happening in the churches. God wants teachers to come up, go back to the basics. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things that Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Hallelujah. Let's look at the word empower. We started with T for teach, and now we go to empower. Power means to give someone the authority or power to do something. Make someone stronger and more confident, especially in controlling their lives. So empower someone means to give them the means to achieve something, for example, to become stronger or more successful. Empowerment increases your faith and your trust in God. The Holy Spirit is one of the most powerful teacher. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit leads us. Everything the Holy Spirit teaches, you cannot say, oh, it's false doctrine. No. But as priests and sons and daughters, you receive Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. Hallelujah. You have to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. By understanding the Holy Spirit role as an empowering force, so that we can tap into his power and allow him to guide us on our own spiritual journey. But did Jesus say in Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Acts 4:8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers, elders of Israel. Ephesians 5:18. And do not be drunk with wine in dispensation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. let's look at Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. John 14:26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. John 14:26. The Holy Spirit, Jesus told the disciples to tarry along with his mother, along with his brothers. They all tarry in the upper room until they receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 1 and in Acts 2, they receive the Holy Spirit. When we have the presence of the Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome obstacles, our divine purpose, whatever that God has called you to do. Through the Holy Spirit presence in our lives, we can experience profound joy, peace, love, knowing that we are fulfilling our true calling as children of God. You need the Holy Spirit as a source of inspiration and encouragement. The Holy Spirit who will lead you, who will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit guides and is an empowerment as we navigate challenges and strive to do God's will on earth. Let me say this to you. Even when you read the Word of God, you will not get a revelation and understanding until you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that opens your eyes. The Holy Spirit will open your eyes to be able to receive what the Lord is speaking and to get a revelation and understanding. Hallelujah. That's why when you always make sure the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, because the Holy Spirit only do what the Father and the Son, he only does that. Jesus Christ did not do ministry until what? The Holy Spirit came upon him. That's when he moved into ministry. When the Holy Spirit came upon him, activation. When we look at Peter, look at Peter's speech when they received the Holy Spirit. This was a man Peter was, he denied Jesus, and look what happened. Peter was so bold. Read the book of Acts 2. And courageous as he spoke, the Holy Spirit, he allowed the Holy Spirit to speak through him and receive that gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Acts 10:38 says, now we're going to look at the word. Before I go to Acts 10:38, activate. I started with teach empowerment by the Holy Spirit. Then we're talking about activation. To activate something is to start it off, trigger it, and set it in motion. To activate something is to make it move active. So activate, you activating the gift of the Holy Spirit that is within you. The Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all those who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Activation, hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, tarry here, so that you can receive the gift, the impart of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In Matthew 3:13-17, then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, no, it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and a lightning on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Hallelujah. Activate the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Mark 1, 7 to 12. It's Mark telling up of the Holy Spirit. First, said, as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. A voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." Hallelujah. Jesus did not move into ministry until he received the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Acts 4:8, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you will have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And power. Verse 8 said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Verse 14, Acts 1:14 says, "They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brother." The Holy Spirit brings about unity. When we pray in the Spirit, it's the Spirit interceding for us, oh God. Hallelujah. We have to allow the Spirit of God to move in our lives. Hallelujah. There are many times people have not even received the gift of the Holy Spirit, the activation of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you see so many things happening when they have not received the gift. They figure out, now people feel that they do not need the Holy Spirit. But we do need the Holy Spirit. Spirit is given. You can receive the Holy Spirit without measure. Do you want the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you? The Holy Spirit should teach you all things. Hallelujah. Depending on the Holy Spirit. Look at Peter. Peter, who was that way, look, he addresses the crowd. In Acts 2, verses 14, he spoke with so much boldness. Hallelujah. Because he allowed the Holy Spirit, he sat in the upper room. The Spirit of God came to follow the instructions of Jesus Christ. And they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. People thought they were drunk. But look what Peter, this is a great speech that Peter gives. That boldness that Peter had because of the rise. Arise. Midwives, arise, empower the Holy Spirit. You need empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You need empowerment for the Holy Spirit, even for the Word of God. Hallelujah. You can read your Bible. If you don't have that, the Holy Spirit, you will not understand what is. You will look at it like just like a history book, which it is. But if you read your Bible, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was of God, and the Word was. Hallelujah. Who is the Word? The Word is Jesus Christ. You want to read your Bible with revelation and understanding. You want to pray with understanding, just not just pray and do all kinds of crazy stuff. You need it. You will be all these things. If we're not doing it right, we need to get it right. because the Lord will hold us accountable. You're telling people do this and do that and turn around 5 times, jump 10 times, do this, somersault, all these mess that's not in the scripture. You are not teaching scripturally. You're coming up with all your imagination and lying and prophesying, and then the people are believing you because they see these, oh, it happened. Well, it happened, you know what, because these demons, they made it happen. That's why they do not last. Well, when you receive the authentic gift of the Holy Ghost, you are in power. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God takes over, and it's no more you, but the Spirit of God that lives inside of you. And it's not about flesh. No more. No, not about flesh, because you have that faith and trust in God. You don't have to manipulate to get stuff. The Holy Spirit is the truth. He teaches you, leads you, guides you into all truth. Hallelujah. And then the last word is release. Release. The word release says if a person is released from somewhere they have been locked up or cared for, they are freed. They are allowed to go. Hallelujah. So when you have the activation, when the Spirit of God is there, is liberty. You move in the Spirit. You allow the Holy Spirit to flow like a river in your life. You are dependent on the Holy Spirit. Not dependent on your knowledge, but dependent on the Spirit of God. You will not go wrong. The Bible says in the same book of Acts, so they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, as a fellowship, as to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was still with awe at the many wonders and signs. Hallelujah. Performed by the apostles. All believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property, possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued, verse 46, together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to the number daily those who were being saved. Hallelujah. Doing it the right way brings increase, brings favor, importation. The apostles, we need to get back to the church that's in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. We need to follow the example of Jesus Christ. Jesus taught everything. He taught before anything followed. Jesus always taught first. Come back to the basic. Even midwives cannot even do anything with babies without being taught. They need to be taught, midwives, whether it's the modern midwives or the ancient midwives, they still needed to learn. Otherwise, that baby, if you do not know it right, that it can be stillbirth, babies can die. There's so many things that can happen if a midwife do not know how to do their job properly. Midwives, arise. Stop being quiet. Stand up and begin to teach. Hallelujah. Teach your children. Teach those on your jobs. Teach your neighbors. Hallelujah. Midwives, you are a midwife. It's not about a man or a woman. One, you're a midwife when you are a son and or daughter of Almighty God, carrying the Spirit of God, teaching. Hallelujah. Let's look at the name Pua, the meaning of the name Pua. The midwife's name was Pua and Shibra. Phua means splendid, radiant. And then Shipra means beauty and harmony. When we follow these things that the Lord is telling us, radiant, radiate the beauty, the glory of Almighty God. Like Moses, when he came down, they could not even look at his face because he radiated the glory of God. Hallelujah. The beauty, the harmony, that peace that surpasses all understanding. Why? Allow the Lord to work within us. Take us from glory to glory. From strength to strength. From favor to favor. Allowing the Spirit of Almighty God to lead us. So as we conclude, teach. Hallelujah. Teach. In and out of season, teach sound doctrine. For you to teach sound doctrine, you have to know what you're teaching. Teach. Empower. Hallelujah. Activate. Then release into ministry. That's why the gospel is spread all over, because the disciples did it the right way. And this is why the gospel, because everything was done the right way. And that's why it has come to us. Teach, empower, activate, release. If you're sending someone to evangelize in Haiti, you can't just send someone without teaching and training. Teaching and training, you need that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Midwives, arise. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. If you are a worshiper, humble yourself. It's not time for titles and all those things. Jesus Christ is coming soon. And a lot of people will be in hell. Why? Because they have not been taught the right thing. So let us teach sound doctrine, scriptural teaching, fellowshipping, teaching. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless God there. Thank God for this word. Teach. And so, Father, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord, for the beginning of this conference. Lord, I've done everything you have asked me to do. Teach. Power, activate, and release. Oh, God. And then the Lord said, breakthroughs come. Deliverance come. Hallelujah. Healing come. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you. We bless you that this word can even go from one generation to the next generation. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray that this word touch you, imparted into you. Please, 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 you can even start teaching your little kids, your grandkids, the neighborhood kids. Teach, teach, but teach the right way, the proper way. And to those of you who are so proud, you don't want to be under any minute, anybody, you can learn. Learn the word of God. Be accountable in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Apostle Boye to close for us. We'll be on tomorrow evening with Dr. Sharon, Pastor Sharon Williamson, and she will be at 7 Eastern Time PM. Thank you for listening. Apostle Boye, you will close for us.
What a word, what a word, what a word. Being accountable. Being one who stands in the gap for another. We must remember and know that God breathed into man. And through that, we all have different gifts, different seeds that we need to apply and come together as one. I may have a gifting of prophecy. You may have a gifting of teaching, and so forth and so on. We need to teach. We need to strengthen each other. We need to be humble. We need to give way to those who have other giftings. One person cannot be as proficient in everything. We have a task, a lifelong task to perform, and we must do it right. We must lay that foundation that the next generation can stand firm on and pick up from and carry the torch. This is so important. So, Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the speaker tonight. We thank you for speaking through her. We thank you, Father, for giving us more knowledge, more that we can bite on, more that we can think on, that we can fathom on, that we can stand and see where we lack, how we lack, and what we need to do. We need to come together as one. We need to hold each other's hands up and say, yes, I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. My uncle, my aunt, my nephew, my niece. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight, Holy Spirit. We just hold on to you each time because you bring the words. You give us that comfort level that we know what we ought to do and what we not ought to be. So as we started tonight, the first night, the next meeting will even get sweeter because now tonight with the foundation, we know the platform. We know where we place things and how we ought to formulate ourselves in holding and embracing this word tonight. Lord God, we thank you for the speaker tonight. May she pour out more and more and more. We all raise our hands right now and just point it to the north that we may salute your servant tonight, Lord, as you have poured and imparted into her words of wisdom, words of knowledge, words that give us a new definition on how to move forward, words that push us a little bit more, even though we may have, some of us may have had that in mind, but we were just a little bit sluggish. But now we see how much more important it is. So, Father God, we thank you as we've come together as a village tonight, a village with so many people, with so many talents, so many giftings, so many insights. We just thank you, Father, that your hands and your presence will not only be here tonight, every other meeting we have throughout this conference. Lord God, we ask for blessings and blessings to those that came on tonight, those that are the umbrella of their families, and may their extensions be blessed and blessed and empowered and empowered to do your will, to carry on the teaching, carry on the word, to take heed to the importance of time. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. We bless God for you this evening. Have a wonderful and blessed evening. We will be on tomorrow evening at the same time. God bless you. Thank you.